The federal government has long seen lie detectors as useful in interrogations. They don't want people to feel that they can beat a lie detector test.
Chad Dixon, a 34-year-old Indiana man, was sentenced to federal prison for the crime of teaching how to beat polygraphs.
He was indeed out of work, so he saw this as a way to keep his house from going into foreclosure.
Dixon taught between 70 to 100 people how polygraphs are conducted and countermeasures. Marissa Taylor has been covering Dixon's case for McClatchy newspapers.
By teaching someone to lie during a polygraph, and if you know that they're going to lie to the federal government, then you could be guilty of obstruction of justice.
Much of what Dixon taught can be found in books and online. So why the sudden prosecution?
With Snowden and this crackdown on what the federal government calls insider threats, people who are within the government who might leak information, who might pose a threat to employees. Like, they don't want people to feel that they can beat a lie detector test.
Have you engaged in espionage against the United States? And you're going to answer?
No.
For the feds, polygraphs are accurate tools used to judge their employees' trustworthiness and to prevent leaks.
The polygraph is basically an instrument that helps detect if somebody's being honest or dishonest on specific issues.
Daryl DeBow works at the Virginia School of Polygraph, which teaches how to conduct polygraph tests.
Some of the things that we look at with the polygraph is your blood pressure, your pulse rate, and your galvanic skin response. This chair from Lafayette Instrument Company measures their feet. It measures anything to do with their arms. Headphones, which measure any type of facial eye movements. So basically, every part of your body is measured.
And according to DeBow, a professional polygraph examiner can detect the techniques of cheating that Dixon was teaching, making the government's fear of infiltration by trained liars look more bizarre.
We're trained in all those type of countermeasures. These are very antiquated things that are out there that people still do try, but they're so antiquated, we know when they're doing it.
Scientists aren't convinced, though. Because lie detectors only measure physiological responses, it isn't difficult to fool a polygraph.
The polygraph is not a lie detector. There is no unique physiological signature that is associated with lying.
Stephen Aftergood is a senior research analyst at the Federation of American Scientists.
There are techniques that can be used to suppress the kinds of signals that a polygraph measures. You can learn to regulate your heartbeat, you can learn to control your breath, and you can generate spurious signals that will change the sort of baseline that the polygraph is set to.
Chad Dixon is currently serving 8 months, but he isn't the only one the government is interested in. Marissa Taylor, in a report, showed that Customs and Border Protection collected a list of people who just bought books on polygraphs.
These people were listed. There were more than almost 5,000 people on their names, their social security numbers, their occupations, their addresses, and they were sent to the IRS, the CIA, the NSA. They do acknowledge just the average person has the right to buy a book, but the government says we have a right to know whether you've bought that book because of the national security implications. So it's a case of national security trumping any First Amendment interests.